Is anyone reading that transcript? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The implication of the hands-up, don't-shoot demonstrations around the country is that if you're black, the cops will stop you for no reason. And that does happen. But it turns out that in the grand jury testimony, Michael Brown's friend Dorian Johnson admits that he was expecting the two of them to be stopped that day, not for being black, but because he'd just witnessed his friend strong-arm a shopkeeper out of some cigarillos and the shopkeeper had called the police. The other question is why Michael Brown clearly had his arm in the officer's car. According to Dorian, the officer was trying to pull him in. According to Officer Wilson, Brown was in fact punching him and then, as he told ABC, grabbed for the gun.
And when he grabbed me, he said, "You're too much of a b- to shoot me." And while he's doing that, I can feel his hand trying to come over my hand and get inside the trigger guard and try and shoot me with my own gun.
If the officer is right, that changes things. As for whether Brown put his hands up, Dorian told CNN he absolutely did.
"I was there the whole time, and I definitely saw my friend stop and put his hands up."
But in his grand jury testimony, he said that Brown took a step toward the officer in an angry manner to show him he didn't have anything, and that's when he was shot again. All that is very different from the original story that the officer simply stood over Michael Brown and emptied his clip, which we now know did not happen. There are some pretty significant revisions in those 4,000-plus pages of testimony, and if we're going to fight over this, we should probably know what we're fighting about. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.